It's full time here at the Beaverie Stadium, and it's finished Hampton and Richmond Borough 1, Maidstone United 4. A comprehensive victory for the Stones, who continue their excellent start to the season with another impressive performance on the road. Hampton started the brighter of the two sides, enjoying most of the possession during the first 5 minutes. They had an early opportunity from close range, but the effort went narrowly wide, hitting the side netting. But Maidstone soon took control. The Stones had three opportunities in quick succession. One effort rattled the post, another was cleared off the line, and a further effort from outside the box went just wide. Then on 12 minutes, Maidstone got the reward. Gravatta played a superb ball through to Leahy, who kept his composure and slotted the ball past Hampton goalkeeper to put the Stones 1-0 ahead. Hampton had one huge opportunity to equalise on 38 minutes. A shot came in from a tight angle, but Maidstone goalkeeper Holden got across and tipped onto the post. The ball then rolled agonisingly across the goal line, and for a moment, everyone inside the Beaverie Stadium expected Hampton to tap it home. Somehow, they put it wide. And that meant Maidstone went into the break 1-0 ahead, and arguably disappointed not to have been further in front after creating the better chances. Into the second half, and the Stones picked up where they left off. On 49 minutes, Leahy dinked a ball into the box, and Gravatta was there from 6 yards out to head Maidstone into a 2-0 lead. Hampton did manage to give themselves some hope on 65 minutes. A scramble inside the Maidstone box eventually saw the ball turned home, bringing the score back to 2-1. But that hope lasted just 3 minutes. On 68 minutes, Maidstone restored their two-goal advantage, and what a goal it was. Riley Court delivered an unbelievable cross into the box. Leahy made a perfectly timed run, and he rose to head the ball home. Leahy with his second of the afternoon, and Maidstone back in control at 3-1. The Stones nearly added another on 71 minutes. Gravatta produced another excellent delivery into the box, and Leahy managed to get something on it with his head, but there wasn't quite enough power behind it, and Ken Charles at the back post couldn't quite turn it home. But Maidstone didn't have to wait much longer for number four. On 75 minutes, Riley Court got himself on the score sheet. The ball was played across the face of the goal and past the defender, leaving Court with time and composure to pick his spot and calmly place the ball beyond the goalkeeper. It finished Maidstone 4, Hampton 1, a convincing away victory for the Stones, who continue their excellent form this season. How far can Maidstone go this campaign? That remains to be seen. But so far, so good for the Stones fans. Next week, Maidstone are back at home as host Western Supermare. Don't forget, you can listen to all the action live on stoneslive.com. James Marshall, West Kent Radio.